Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's October 5th, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released February 27th, 2003.
Nazarene, here's a Bible story I've always wondered about. Did Joshua really make the walls of Jericho come tumbling down? And is it true how the Bible says he did it?
I wish I could say this tale was true, Laura. Unfortunately, it was not. There is a deep sadness in this story. It was when the Garden Scout Ship was controlling man and leading the children of Israel back to Israel, which was a justifiable thing, but this did not happen the way it says in the Bible. The gardens in the spaceship gave the people of Israel poison, which they snuck into the walls of Jericho and poisoned them, and then the gardens used explosives to blow down the walls so the people couldn't defend themselves properly, and the people of Israel went in and slaughtered everyone. And this was a terrible, terrible thing, and many of the people of Israel suffered after they died because they did this terrible thing. But this was not their fault, because they were being led by dark and evil creatures and told to do these despicable things, which was the old way of the empire, which is not now the way of the kingdom of God. We look at some of the things that were done in the past and we are deeply saddened by them, and the people that did them paid a terrible price. Fortunately, there were those among the Israelis that did not follow their instructions and were not as bloodthirsty as those who were controlling them at that time wanted them to be. And many that survived Jericho were absorbed into the Israeli people. But there were not that many. This is one of the most tragic stories of our history.
Oh, sorry about that, Nazarene. I knew a little bit about the Garden Ship, but I was hoping for a more positive answer. That's okay. I'll try to find a better Bible story to ask about next time.
The truth should be known, Alora.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. If you've ever been interested in publishing a magazine, either in printed format or online, you'll really enjoy The Book of Zines by Chip Rowe. It can be found online at www.zinebook.com. Do check it out when you can. I'm sure you'll really enjoy it. An open letter from Mary Magdalene, the wife of Jesus of Nazareth, called the Christ, to the elders of the Mormon Church. Most profound greetings. I am writing to you not only on behalf of my beloved husband, but also on behalf of the founder of your sect, Joseph Smith, who is now the keeper of the gates to heaven, because your people were the only ones that remained absolutely loyal to my husband when he was betrayed for Clinton, and Brigham Young, who is now the official head of your people in the kingdom of God, and is now working with those on the presidential campaign of my devoted friend Demetrius, who God has chosen personally to run for the presidency. All of those that lead your church in the kingdom of God ask you to put your full and complete support behind Demetrius, though as a servant of God, he will have to point out some of the mistakes that your denomination is making. He will do this for your benefit, not to criticize. We are winning many great battles, but we still may lose mankind. We must join together and fight the darkness, or we will perish together. There is a great argument among many in the afterlife whether or not Demetrius and Alora, Speakers Gerald and Linda Pauly, are prophets. The leaders of your church say they are and should be followed in all things, for at this time they are the messengers of God and hold all righteousness. Demetrius has long supported your church and stated without question that your prophet's teachings were true and accurate. He has defended you while pointing out your small errors. Now I ask you, in the name of him that dwells in the holiest of all, that you ask your people to put your full support behind Gerald's presidential campaign, for he is the best hope for the future. Here is a link to Gerald's website. It should be linked to all Mormon websites. voicesfromspirit.com/president.htm. Mary Magdalene, the wife of Jesus of Nazareth, and a servant of him that dwells in the holiest of all, now and forever. We'll be back again.